The final presidential debate is fodder for our resident political poets, James Bowman and Calvin Trillin. We begin today with Republican James Bowman.
Cash and Kerry. Of the middle class, John Kerry told us how the family isn't making it right now. For everything they have must soon be spent, with health care costs up 34%. But if you vote for him, he's got a plan. For all, the health care of a congressman. And then he told us Bush had broken faith with umpty thousand kids who'd felt the scathe of being by the budget undermined, and thus some children who are left behind. But if you vote for him, he's got a plan to fully fund what this bunch just began. Remember how the economy went to town in days of good King Bill? Now jobs are down. This president's the first, so it appears, by whom they're lost in 72 years. So vote for Kerry, for he's got a plan. Sure, he can do whatever Clinton can. But wait, there's more. For Kerry's also he who of the two's responsible fiscally. He even says he'll save Social Security. And if you ask him once he's chief exec for all this stuff, well, can he write the check? Though Teresa's short $2 trillion, yes, he can. For if you vote for him, he's got a plan.
James Bowman is a resident scholar at the Ethics and Public Policy Center in Washington, D.C. Now, Democrat Calvin Trillin.
Speculation about Bush's use of a radio transmitter makes concentration difficult. The first time round, a bulge was spotted neath his jacket, a large square bulge that blogs suspected was a packet transmitting info when the questions got too tough. A high-tech way of writing answers on your cuff. Could this explain his odd expressions? Is there proof he was being told, "If you can hear me now, look goofy"? Last night I tried to listen to what he had to say, but I kept wishing he would turn the other way, so I could ascertain if he had some receiver instructing him to smile as much as Beaver Cleaver. Despite the third straight win John Kerry was compiling, our leader seemed determined he would just keep smiling. The surveys show the president's now 0-3. Yes, such a score might well discourage you and me, so why is this man smiling is something we don't know, except, of course, he knows that Jesus loves him so. And also, in all schools that he was introduced to, that 0-3 reflects the sort of mark he's used to.
Political verse from Calvin Trillin, who's the author of Obliviously On He Sails, The Bush Administration in Rhyme.